My name is Hannah Curtis. I'm 23 years old, and I'm the education assistant at the Fort Collins Museum of Discovery in Fort Collins, Colorado. Today is October 17th, 2019, and I am here with Charlie Sturgill, who is a regular volunteer at the museum, which is where we are chatting today. So thanks again for joining me, Charlie, for this interview. How long have you been volunteering with the museum?
Since it opened. Basically, now I said since it opened, I wasn't at first with the natural areas. Mm-hmm. And then I was like coming only one day, then I changed it around. I started coming 2 days, and right now I'm doing 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And they asked me to become a volunteer for the museum as well as the natural areas been here. Right. And I have been here through all the black-footed ferrets that we've had.
Very cool. That's awesome. Have you lived in Fort Collins your whole life? Or
since 99. I'm an Eastern Kentucky hillbilly.
Awesome. I love that. Can you talk about just a little bit what you do at the museum as a volunteer and what you do at the natural areas as a volunteer?
Well, in the museum, my main emphasis is over in the natural areas with black-footed ferrets. And you need to know knowledge about all the plants and the animals and everything which are represented over there. Right. In slower times or something like that, I do walk down and go through downstairs exhibits to see what's there. And if there's anything cleaning up or something, I do that. Mm-hmm. The tunnel that shoots the parachutes up in it. Mm-hmm. I like to do that. I go down there and clean up after that a while and stuff like that. Just general and just going down and saying hi to people and having fun.
Awesome.
That in natural areas, mm-hmm. I started out walking in natural areas. I was a volunteer for CSU, believe it or not. And I found out where I was volunteering, which they're combined at running gear.
Right.
I was actually doing stuff and everything on natural areas, so I told them what I was doing. They come out and checked, mm-hmm. and they were happy as they could be because of me keeping the trails and what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to classes and everything to be a travel host at first. That's what mm-hmm. they call them rangers now,
right.
Volunteer
uh-huh.
rangers, what they call them now.
Cool.
But I did that, and then I went and became got the name of now, you know, do classes and master naturalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that till I can't keep up with them anymore. The age and a few things and these mm-hmm. and everything give out, I can't keep up the young kids anymore. So I'm in the museum mm-hmm. and over to Welcome Center right now.
Very cool. That's awesome. Do you, with your age, do you feel like there's opportunities for the older citizens of the community to get out into the natural areas and to do things? Like, do you feel like there's opportunities for them to still do that?
Yes. If you get in natural areas, they're so varied and where they're at and everything like that.
Right.
The longest hike, I believe it is 33 miles long up Soapstone.
Yeah.
But you can take a quarter mile hike that's up there and learn all kinds of information, which is not very much. And running gear is a flat place to walk.
Right.
And the fire tire cab, which is good for older people to do, mm-hmm. is only 5/10 of a mile from either parking lot at the Welcome Center mm-hmm. or on Prospect Road.
Gotcha. Do you feel like the older generations use those opportunities a lot? Do you feel like they're using it to the full advantage, or do you feel like other generations are using the recreation areas a little bit
Believe
more than
not,
that?
Believe it or not, and running deer, you see a lot of the olders because mm-hmm. it's flat.
Right.
And there are so many birds and animals and everything. You can see them in the pictures I have on mm-hmm. display out there. A lot of them are from running deer and Cottonwood Hollow, and you'll just right through there. Cottonwood Hollow, you can only walk down one side of it.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, that's awesome to hear that they're still using it and that it's being put to good use at least. So my class that we're doing this for is all about urban ecology. So using conservation strategies in an urban setting. So obviously Fort Collins is a fairly large city with a lot of people and a big population. Do you think that Fort Collins does a good job at implementing conservation strategies or preservation of wildlife, even in such a big city-style urban center?
I do. Yeah. If you just get a map of all the natural areas and everything, mm-hmm. of where they're at, and they do a fairly good job of upkeeping them too, according, you know, to what needs to be done mm-hmm. in each one. They're not all the same. They are all different. Mm-hmm. They're good for families. Like Running Deer is good for families as well as older people because it's flat,
right?
And you're not close to rivers, or you don't. You stay on the trails. But then you have the opportunity, if you go to Soapstone, mm-hmm. you can see natural bison up there and pronghorns. I have seen a lot of up there and other stuff too.
Yeah, awesome. Last question for you. What is your favorite part about educating the public or the families that come into the museum or through the natural areas at the visitor center about conservation and the natural areas within the city? What's your favorite part about doing all that stuff?
It's getting a lot of people, we get a lot of new people. I've had this morning out there, 3 new ones to this area.
Yeah.
And I always give maps of the natural area and tell them what they enjoy.
Awesome.
It, informing people, you know, what's there and letting them, where they can find out what to do and so forth like that. It's a lot of fun. And of course, kids. I'm a grandpa, and so, you know, they're precious, you know, they come in, and you can never assume that those little kids is 5, 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
they know more sometimes than you think.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of because of the good TV programs that that are on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good ones as well as the bad ones, too.
Right.
And especially when they run the one on the black-footed chariots.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which channel it was. Man,
yeah.
I was getting told stuff that you wouldn't believe from all the little kids.
That's awesome.
They're precious.
Yeah, it's fun to see that childlike wonder come to life, especially mm-hmm. in the museum space. It's fun to see them get really excited, especially since the ferrets are so cute.
They are. They're cute. But they are, like I've told them this morning, a bunch mm-hmm. of them, they are a wild animal. You
Absolutely.
Do not touch them. You do not handle them.
Yep.
And then to compare that, I said, now they're behind that for you can't get in there. Mm-hmm. And you all want to pet them and everything like that. Will you go to a zoo and go on the other side of the cage to pet a tiger? No. I say it is considered a wild animal mm-hmm. because they're not pets.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, Charlie.
You're welcome, ma'am. Anytime.
Thank you.
I've done these before.